Saturday. And Saturday means it's game day on Chalks 94.5.
We're back, baby. We're back for another week. The show that nobody thought would make it to Thanksgiving is going to get there.
Yes, sir.
You know, Damien, it's not Thanksgiving all the time, right? Sometimes it's Thanksgiving.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, we're starting off with another sermon.
Sometimes it's Thanksloving.
Uh-huh.
And it's Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
And we're thankful for all of it.
All of it.
It's game day. You ready to go?
Stay ready. When you stay ready, you never have to get ready.
Run DM6 on Twitter. He's Damien Mitchell. He's the host of the show. I'm simply his sidekick, Jim Dunaway, and we will sit back and enjoy the day together. You guys can give us a call, 834-9450, 800-239-WJOX. I will pick that beautiful brain of his all day long for 2 hours about football. But I got to start with what we saw last night. There were four games, and three of them really didn't matter to me. I watched bits and pieces of them. Louisville dominated Syracuse 30-0. FAU is a sneaky 5-1. I don't know who's sneakier with only one loss this year. FAU or the Kansas City Chiefs? I mean, the Chiefs, I mean, seriously, side note, nobody's talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. They're 8-1 and they get
everybody.
They pick up everybody free agent wise.
I mean, if it's a luxury to have that kind of stability to where you already are winning. You're already expected to be in the Super Bowl, and you're only getting better along the way. You're only adding more pieces along the way.
They're sitting over in the corner. Nobody's paying attention. They're 8-1.
And then they pick up Le'Veon Bell. Then they pick up Baker after everything that's going on with him. And it's just, you know. Well,
and they are about to drag the Raiders.
The Raiders.
The desert this weekend.
Fresh off a victory lap, man. Yeah. That should be nice.
Side note, that was the NFL there. Back to college football and game day. So FAU, a Kansas City like sneaky 5-1 beat UMass 24-2. We'll give you two. Air Force 28-0 over New Mexico. Air Force is 2-2. But the game in the Big Ten, which had no implications for one team, the team that ended up winning, Minnesota's now 2-3. They win the game, Damien, 34-31. But did they win the game? Did they win the game? Well, you're a receiver. Talk to me about that pass interference with 52 seconds.
In the nicest way possible, I'm just going to say the referees made a mistake. They made a mistake. And as a receiver, there's nothing that was ticky-tacky about that. That was not an offensive pass interference. It was not. And I know the coach is probably going to go in there and say, hey, don't put yourself in a position to leave the game into the ref's hands. But I don't know where he saw the pass interference at any point during the whole route, the completion of the route. I'm just like, at one point did he constitute a offensive pass interference? Yeah. Even after replay, I haven't seen anything.
Well, you know, I'm now approaching that old white guy stage of my life. Arm extended is what everyone keeps talking about. The guy's arm extended. Well, to me, I like letting you play a little bit. If you watch on Sundays, right. There is hand fighting all the time, and there was hand fighting last night, and there were times when the Purdue players were just getting pillaged by the defensive players of Minnesota while in mid-flight. Rondale Moore, including on the interception at the end, Damien, was knocked around. I mean, Rondale Moore got knocked around on the pass interference call. There was no defensive pass interference.
And it's kind of it's that fine line of, at that point, it's almost like a makeup call, because if you're going to say the arm is extended, but if you don't see any kind of true initiation of separation, I don't see how you can call that a pass interference. But if a guy gets beat up.
To me, the only reason his arm got extended was because the guy grabbed his hand.
Exactly.
The guy was losing a step and grabbed his hand, which extended his arm.
Exactly.
It extended his arm.
And then the referee, all he sees is the arm extended, flag comes out.
Well, listen, I'm not a Purdue fan. Are you a Purdue fan?
Nah.
Okay. So let's let's hear from a Purdue coach.
Right.
Jeff Brohm is the coach. And as you know, coaches can't comment on officiating. But Jeff Brohm dances around that a little bit last night, and he sort of echoes what Damian and I are talking about.
Well, I wish I could comment what I really think. But, yeah, we send calls in. Sometimes they agree with us. Sometimes they don't. I can't, you know, I don't have the replay and can see it. I just know, you know, there was a touchdown they caught earlier in the game about the same area on the slot receiver, and he gave a little nudge. They didn't call that. Same guy. I'll just stop there. And then we what I think score at the end, and then it gets called back. So I guess we had a penalty.
Criminal. It was criminal last night. They stole that game from Purdue. He can't say it. We can say it.
Yeah, he's it's got to be tough, especially when you know you're right. And just having to, I won't even say be the bigger person. You have to admit that, I mean, it was just wrong, but you have to give off that present, that facade of, again, it's the coach speak. Okay. It's coach speak.
Here's another thing that rubs me, it chafes me throughout college football and college basketball season, because the NBA does this all the time. The NBA gives you, I forget what it's called, the last 2 minutes,
oh,
last
the 4 minutes, oh, yeah,
the last minute, whatever the report they give out from the referees, and they come back the next day and they tell you, we missed this call, we missed this call, we missed this call. You're a former athlete. Does that do anything for you?
It means absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Like, and I'm sorry after the fact, and there's nothing you can do to go back and change, and then what's the point? Like, I'd be better off than you just saying, forget it, and just let it happen.
Yeah, I would rather, and you tell me, when I played, I would rather the umpire, I was a baseball guy, I'd rather the umpire go, I don't care if there's a big screen out there showing that I was safe or out, I would rather him go down with the ship believing that I, you know, sticking by his call, than to tell me afterwards, you know, I got that one wrong. Hey, nine, I got that one wrong. Oh, I hated when I would go in the field and he's like, nine, I think I got that one wrong. Well, dude, that doesn't do me
anything.
Any good.
Anything.
Now, you're a football player. And when they come out on Monday and say, man, we missed the call on Saturday, how does that make you feel?
Is my record going to change? Is my record still going to be the same? Oh, well, thank you, I guess.
So Purdue will deal with that today.
That's it.
All right, we start every show off with what? With our Ask Damian, Big D, what game are you most looking forward to today? We have lost another game, Washington State and Stanford. I assume that is not it. That game got canceled yesterday. We're down, I think the number is 29 games today. We've lost a lot. Well, you know this show. We don't talk about what we don't have. We talk about what we have. So what game are you looking forward to today?
I'm taking a trip up north in Big Ten country at 11 o'clock. That Indiana and Ohio State game, the closer we're getting to kickoff, the more I'm starting to see. I think Ohio State goes out and absolutely destroys Indiana, man. I really do. I think Ohio State is on a mission that they have something to prove, and they have a certain amount. They have a small window to show what they're about. They have the smallest sample size outside of the teams in the Pac-12. They got to handle business. They got to handle business fast, quick, fast, and in a hurry to show that we're one of the top teams in the country.
So you are looking forward to a game that you think is going to be a blowout.
I think it's going to get ugly. I think Justin Fields goes out and it's like, okay, Indiana, I love what y'all are doing up there. It looks good. It's great. I'm glad y'all are winning a lot of more games, but this is the Ohio State University. Let me show y'all something.
Now, see, I admire you that you're not looking forward to a game that is going to be an upset or a close contest.
Nah.
You're looking forward to watching greatness today, Ohio State.
Absolutely. And I think Indiana is a good team, and I really didn't expect them to come out the gate swinging as hard as they have. But I do think Ohio State is like, okay, well, we've got three games already to kind of loosen up everything. If this is going to be the battle that everybody's expecting, okay, well, it's a little bit earlier than expected. Let's go out here and show what we can do.
Yeah, I sort of said the same thing this week on the roundtable slightly. I think Ohio State has been craving and waiting for a game like this to shoot all their bullets.
Yep.
So we'll see if they got them. That's 11 o'clock on Fox. Our buddy Joel Klatt, who is on the roundtable with us this week, is on the call for that game. You can hear that podcasted at jocksfm.com. I don't know the roster situation for these two teams, but I am most looking forward to Tennessee and Auburn today.
Yeah.
Tennessee's desperate to me to get anything to hang their hat on this year, and Auburn had momentum before the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Nix is coming off his best two games back-to-back in his Auburn career. Maybe his best game ever as an Auburn quarterback. Can he keep it rolling after 20 days off?
That's the key. And I don't know what it is. It still feels like we both know what could go wrong for both teams to make it either competitive or make it just absolutely ugly. And we know how Auburn, it's almost like they, before this whole the whole situation with the postponement of games, they were starting to hit that Gus Malzahn peak moment where they were rolling, the offense looked good, they were flowing. But you have to take into account the defenses they were playing at that time too. So it's a little bit of some window dressing, but also when it comes down to it, the numbers were there. No matter who they were playing, it didn't really matter. The numbers were there, and you hate that you had to see that momentum stop, and now you got to see, okay, can they pick it back up and pick up where they left off?
Yeah, if you don't know, Bo Nix, 381 total yards, 4 touchdowns, and the dominating win over LSU, that seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
You'll hear the Auburn game over on Jocks 2 later on tonight, 6 o'clock, and you'll watch it on ESPN. Alabama's game's on the SEC Network today, 3 o'clock, Kentucky and Alabama. Matt Jones, Kentucky Sports Radio, a guy who was on our show earlier this week, he is reporting that Kentucky is very thin at two position groups.
Oof.
And that one of their best players on offense and one of their best players on defense will not play as they come and play Alabama today.
That's never good week to week, and it's never good when you're going against Alabama.
And I've heard no, and Alabama's not reporting any COVID, anything all year long. They're just not commenting on it.
I got you.
I would tell you the way Nick Saban spoke on Monday about coaching up the players that are out there for him, I get the feeling Alabama's going to be missing a player or two somewhere too. I don't know if it's a massive thing today, but I get the feeling coming off some buys that there may be a player or two that Alabama has to coach around today too. Just my gut feeling reading what Nick Saban was saying, but nothing like you're seeing at North Carolina.
Yeah.
Nothing like you're seeing with Mississippi State, who is apparently traveling with less than 50 scholarship players to play Georgia. Nothing like you're seeing between Missouri and Arkansas, who are razor thin number wise today. South Carolina, who's down scholarship players, some by opt out, some by COVID. So thin rosters today all over college football, but games will be played and we are here to talk about them. And we'll open up the phone lines with you guys coming up at 7:30. But as we always do, we love to talk to you guys on Twitter. You can follow us at Jocks Game Day 2020. That's our Twitter handle, at Jocks Game Day 2020. And at Jocks Roundtable, we'll get those as well. At RunDM6, that's Damian. At Jim Dunaway is me. Pat says, when the refs blow a call and can see it on the screen that they blew it, then they flag the coach for being mad that they blew the call. The refs' jobs aren't on the line like the coaches are. I don't understand that one. That bothers him.
That's real.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true. That's true.
They're going to be back next year. Those refs will be back next year.
Just a little slap on the wrist.
Will Muschamp will not be. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Of course, the refs don't get $13 million to walk away either.
Get paid not to coach.
Yeah, they don't get that either. All right, it is 7:30. So as I said, your chance to call coming up at 7:30. It's 7:13 right now. Your chance to call at 7:30. But when we come back, Damien, what do we do in segment number two every week?
Well, we call it phone a friend, but most of the time it ends up just me and you through a dial tone. Yep. But I got faith this morning.
And usually I'll throw out some stats while you're dialing up. So you'll learn something about college football.
You'll get educated.
While you hear phone calls being made, it's called phone a friend. Rarely do we get a friend to answer. But if you are friends of Damien or friends of mine and you happen to be up on this Saturday morning, and I know some of you are, and you see a call that is not part of your group.
It's us.
It's not a robocall. It's us. Answer your call every week between 7:15 and 7:30. If someone is calling and it says spam risk, that may be us. If it says robocall, maybe us. Unnamed caller. Could be us. So 7:15 to 7:30, if your phone rings, it's us. Answer it.
That's it.
Phone a friend's next. Stay with us. Our two title sponsors on this show, great companies. We always recommend that you use the great sponsors here of our station. and specifically these guys who help us do this show every Saturday morning. When Damien needed a show, we were like, man, Damien is a star in waiting, and he needs to take some cuts live on the air more than he can get daily on the round table. We said, let's do a show Saturday morning. And the company said, well, we'll need a sponsor. And when we didn't have one step up, we had two step up for Damien. These guys stepped up for Damien so he could have this show. It's Hemp Hill Services. We appreciate them so much. Heating and cooling needs, Hemp Hill Services. It's hard to stop a train. They provide that for you. 205-229-2090. And then our friends at Ziegler Meats, they were the first ones to step up. And Ziegler said, Dunaway, absolutely. For you and Run DM6, we'll be there for you. And Ziegler has been there for you for over 90 years. You know, Ziegler Meats are the perfect addition to your tailgate and your backyard home gate today. Unseasonably warm still outside, so it's not too cold to get on that grill today. All you have to do is heat and eat. Their meats are fully cooked and seasoned to perfection. Ziegler's story is one of a secret blend of spices that has been handed down now for over 90 years. Somebody's meemaw came up with these spices, right? And now they're delivered to you ready to go. For me, the sight and smell of Ziegler bacon on a Saturday morning takes me back to when Bear Bryant was on the sidelines for Alabama and Johnny Musso was running through those tearaway jerseys. Where does Ziegler meat take you back to? Ask your supermarket guy, hey, do you have Ziegler meats? They'll point you over to the meat section. If they don't, tell the store manager to get some Ziegler meats. Man, what are you doing? It's 2020. Get some Ziegler meats. Ziegler, a tradition of great taste that is seasoned to please. All right, Damien, let's do it. It's called Phone a Friend. You calling mine or yours first?
We'll call mine first.
Okay, hit that number. Let's do it.
I think I'm going to play it safe and phone a friend, just to make sure.
All right, Damien will call one of his friends, see if they answer. In the meantime, I will tell you, Florida and Vandy, first SEC game today, 11 o'clock on ESPN. 56-0 last year, Florida beat Vandy. We'll see what they do this year with Kyle Trask trying to make it. You got an answer?
Oh, we got an answer?
Oh, what happened? This is unreal.
Coach Piercy.
Yes.
What's going on, big dog? This is Damien Mitchell. What's happening, man? Welcome. You're live with Jocks Game Day with Damien and Dunaway. You answered the phone, man?
Yeah, man. I'm down here sucking up my last day in the Keys right now, and
oh man! So you down?
Get ready to head back to reality, I guess.
In the Florida Keys?
Yes, sir.
Oh my goodness! Now you're live on the radio, Damien. Walk him through what's happening right now.
I guess. I mean, I'm still kind of shocked that somebody answered the phone. It's been what two, three weeks since the last time somebody answered. Man, listen.
And he answered the phone in a place that I've always wanted to go to.
Coach, he coached me. He was my position coach the last 2 years at Birmingham Southern.
All right.
He played at the other division school down there in Montgomery. I dare not say Division III school down there in Montgomery. I dare not say their name.
Faulkner?
Huh?
Faulkner?
Nah, the red team.
Go on and say that. Go on and say it. Let them know, big
dog. Man, I know you're going to watch some college football, man. What game are you excited for this weekend, big coach?
Man, to be honest with you, my wife, you know, I grew up right around Auburn, and I moved up to Chattanooga, Tennessee. My wife and I have a house up there, and she is a huge Tennessee fan. So whenever I have Auburn, Tennessee, it's gonna be some fireworks going off in our house this afternoon between the two.
I got you.
We're gonna be going back and forth, I'm sure.
Well, I'm dying to know. And Coach Piercy's first name's Cody, if I remember right.
Yes,
is that
sir.
Right?
Yes.
Cody, I'm dying to know, when you're down in the Keys this time of year, give me the weather usually in November. Is this your first trip ever down there, or do you guys go often?
This is our first trip down to the Keys. We were actually supposed to go on an anniversary cruise due to the COVID-19. That kind of got halted up there, and we already actually had flights to Miami. So I was like, well, shoot, let's just drive down to the Keys and stay for a week. And which turned into, we will probably be here this time every year from here going forward. I mean, the weather has been, it's been windy the past couple of days coming from the hurricane that's hitting down there in Central America. But, I mean, it has been 85 degrees and absolutely gorgeous.
Now, what part are you in? Are you at the very tip, or are you just...
We are not. Yeah, we're not all the way down in Key West. We're actually in Key Colony Beach, which is right there in Marathon. So we're about halfway.
Yeah, I hear that's where to go, man. You got it dialed in. We'll have to hit you up for some knowledge, some local knowledge when you get back. So I got one more question, then Damian's got one for you. My question is, I'm always fascinated of people who played the sport of football at several different locations. If you still have any gear from the places you stopped. So I'm gonna read through your Wikipedia page. Which, by the way, you got a Wikipedia
page. Google me.
I'm gonna read through your Wikipedia page, and you tell me whether or not you still have gear from, you know, a jersey, a hat, a t-shirt, a sweatshirt from the teams you have played for. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Do you still have your anything from Huntington when you played?
Absolutely. I still have my helmet that I used my senior year.
Yeah, very good. They let you take your helmet. Do you have
I don't know if they let me, but I did. hopefully they don't hear that.
Do you still have anything from your time with the Atlanta Falcons in the National Football League?
Absolutely. I still have my practice shorts that we use during mini camps and OTAs. I have several shirts. What else do I have? My cleats from there that they gave me, gloves that, you know.
Okay.
All my gloves and everything like that.
Side note here, has the wife, now wife, former fiance, ever thrown on an old piece of gear of yours, like an old jersey, old sweatshirt?
We'll go with a hard yes on that.
Yes, thank you. Okay. back to friendly family radio now. Cleveland Gladiators of the AFL. Cleveland Gladiators of the AFL. Do you have any gear left of that?
Yes, I still have a jersey from those guys.
Oh, what a great name.
I kept my jersey from there.
Yeah. And then the Columbus Lions, which I assume is Columbus, Georgia. Columbus Lions. Anything left from them?
Yes, sir. I have several jerseys from there.
Okay. So that's...
I got to keep all my jerseys from Arena Bowl.
Yeah. I assume you got a ton of Birmingham Southerner stuff. Damian, back to you. That's a nice career there. And Cody Piercy with a great Wikipedia page. I liked it.
Hey, Coach, listen. So I try not to toot my own horn when I'm around here just because I don't have to dig back into the archives and have to, you know, show these guys how I do it. But if you can, explain to these guys, explain to the people through that listening on to your voice, to our voices, how I was as a player.
Let's find the right word here. I would say eccentric. I would say very eccentric. Full of energy. If you made a mistake, it was going to be wide open, full speed. And, you know, you had those characteristics in a football player as a coach is what you really look for. Because, you know, it's hard to be a good player and be half speed. You know,
facts.
And you were an awesome player and did it at 100% speed. It wasn't always 100% correct, but you were 100% with your enthusiasm, your speed, and everything else. It was awesome and fun to be around.
We deal with exactly the same thing here at work.
I have no doubt about that.
You can't make a mistake going half speed. That's real, man.
And that's
real.
Good life advice from Cody Piercy, who is on his this is sort of your honeymoon, right?
Well, it's our anniversary. Okay, yeah, we got married over a year ago, so this is kind of like our anniversary trip. Yeah,
Cody Piercy, Birmingham Southern football, and now down in Key West, where they call him one of the locals now. All right, Cody.
Yes.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys, man. Y'all guys have a blessing.
You too, man.
How about that? Answer the phone.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, dial my first one real quick. We'll have a quick conversation if they answer. While you're doing that, big shout out to every young man, young girl, who are headed over to the Flag Football State Championship at the Hoover Met today. Lewis sending that in. Good luck to everybody. All the little tykes, football, boys and girls going to play today. Flag football, good luck. Congratulations to everybody who won last night in high school football. It was a big night. Chubb Fathers, great jock sponsor, checking in this morning. Big fans of Run DM6. Thank you, Chubb Fathers. We appreciate you guys so much for being a part of the Jocks family up here. other notes that were...
Hello, you have reached the...
Oh,
man.
Nothing there. Try my number two.
Let's got you.
Let's see if the number two guy's up. Number one didn't answer. That was my buddy Brian Groeschel. I was going to talk a little Alabama-Kentucky with him. This other guy should be up. George is going to start JT Daniels today, supposedly.
Yeah,
more
about
on
time,
that coming up. Oh, yeah. A little attitude from you.
About time, I guess.
Okay. TJ Finley's back for LSU. Felipe Franks.
Why me?
Hopefully.
Why
there we go.
You
there
know
we go.
I want to sleep in. Why? Would I mean, why don't you call people that aren't on the air?
Can you recognize the voice?
Somewhat.
Yeah. Say it again so Damien can recognize the voice.
Why, Damien, would you call me and not people that are not on the air on Jocks from 6 to 10 every morning with that idiot you're sitting next to?
RBZ.
Ryan Brown has answered the phone for some unknown reason at 7:28 on a Saturday morning. We've been up a while, man. This is our phone a friend segment, and Damien had connected on his, so I was going to roll down and finally find somebody that's awake. How are you doing? What, for the people who listen to us on the round table throughout the week, what is a Saturday morning like for you? What are you doing right now?
Well, I literally just got up. I'm not doing anything.
It sounds so different when Brown's not awake. Oh my God. Like I've never heard him sound like this. Like,
this is why I love this segment, I love though, it. Damien. So, Brown, the game you're most looking forward to today is what?
I'm just happy to see Alabama and Auburn playing again, but probably Bedlam. Yes, Bedlam. Maybe Ohio State, Indiana. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to be. I think they'll blow Indiana out, but probably Bedlam.
See?
And, oh, no. USC, Utah tonight, too.
Yeah. We've got Brown in sort of a dream mode. He's,
right.
He's got that REM sleep still going real quick.
He's in moon mode.
So I'll ask the question Brown and I were just, I mean, Damien and I were discussing in the break, knowing that I was going to call you. I said, I'm going to call a guy that I think sleeps with one of those blindfolds over his eyes. Do you sleep with one of those blindfolds over your eyes when you sleep at night?
No. I don't need it, man. I go right to sleep.
I'm not used to, like, non-enthusiastic Brown. Like, if this is Brown when he first wakes up, like, man,
yeah.
You really turn a notch when you go to work.
He
man.
Doesn't drink coffee, so I don't know what gets him going. Do you hit a Diet Coke in the morning? Is that what you do?
Yeah, I would. I mean, literally, dude, I just got up. I haven't been awake long at all.
That's love right there, man. At least you answered the phone. That's all I'm happy
about.
Well,
he probably has Jocks programmed in, so when he saw it, he probably thought something was going on.
He's like, oh, man.
I did recognize the number. That's the only reason I answered.
Did you think that either I didn't make it up or Damien didn't come in and we needed somehow to get on the air? Do you think something really, bad had happened?
Yeah, it really didn't occur. It was just like somebody was calling me from the station. I mean, honestly, the first thing I thought was, I agreed to do this show to come over.
And you finished overslept.
Yeah, I completely forgot about it.
Yeah. Well, the good news is Brown's like a lawyer, so this is billable hours for him. So he gets full hour pay for answering the call. All right, Brownie, enjoy your Saturday. Later on social media, you'll see Brown and me chatting up the day's action. Why don't we try to bring Damien in tonight, too? You going to be anywhere near a computer around 10 o'clock, Damien?
Oh, of course.
Okay, we'll try to bring Damien in. We'll try to do a three-way call tonight. So
no
we'll try
telling who we'll see in the background of that.
Yeah. We'll keep it clean.
It could be fun. All right, Ryan Brown from the Jocks Roundtable, part of Phone a Friend. Have a good day, Brownie. Thank you very much.
All right, boys. Be good.
That is 7:31 on the show, an extended Phone a Friend, because we actually had people answering. As Ush said, Sleepy Brown is great radio. Sleepy Brown is great radio. I bet he does.
Yeah, he should definitely, like, if Brown, once he finally retires from, like, the sports radio side, he should definitely go into, like, late night radio when he's trying to wind it on down. He could play some Luther Vandross behind him in the background.
Silk pajamas, I guarantee.
Yeah.
He's got silk pajamas
on. Oh, yeah, he sounds like he does.
Gated community, 7:31. When we come back, we open the phone lines for you guys now, 834-9450. We've done the reverse Tiger Walk, we call you. You call us now, 834-9450, 800-239-WJOX. When we come back, Damien will tell you about the great folks of Hemp Hill Services. Our Phone a Friend segment every week is brought to you by Ziegler Meats. Ziegler, a tradition of great taste that is seasoned to please. I've been
7:37 here in the Jock Studio. And Jimmy D, we love talking about our sponsors, but I definitely got to give a shout out to Hemp Hill Services. Because if you're having any kind of plumbing issue at your home, every day my friends at Hemp Hill Services see and repair a wide range of plumbing issues. It doesn't matter whether it's something as simple as a leaky kitchen sink or as complex as sewer lines that won't drain, Hemp Hill Services has you covered to fix what you can't. So whether it's a running toilet, low water pressure, a failed water heater, even a clogged garbage disposal, call the name Birmingham has trusted since 1954. With all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, Hemp Hill Services, 205-229-2090. One more time, that's 205-229-2090. 2090. Man.
Did you just go one more time?
One more time.
LB in Hoover is up next. LB, how you doing?
Hell, I've been trying to get up and listen to y'all, you know, all this fall, finally did. Hey, Jim, is it true vanilla extract comes from Ryan Brown?
What? He called him vanilla extract. Yes. Oh, let me tell you, most of those foods aren't good without it.
Well, yeah, well, that's true. It just sort of, you know better than I do, but I was trying to figure out just what he reminds me of. But anyway, Dunaway Thompson beat my Bucks. Ooh, you know,
pretty bad, I heard.
Yeah. I played at the predecessor back when Thompson was about your age. But and then something you said the other day, Alabama Ole Miss game, and what was it, 69?
1969, down at Legion Field, 9 o'clock Central Time kick.
Yeah, I was at that game. I was 9 years old. Tremendous game. Johnny Musso, Archie. Scott Hunter, yeah. And like you were talking about, almost 1,000 total yards.
Yeah, Scott Hunter's best game as an Alabama player, most people would tell you.
Oh, yeah. But quick trivia, and Jim, I know you know. What three teams did Bear Bryant never beat?
Oh, one of them was Notre Dame, and I know correct. The last one, which always wins it. Notre Dame was the second one, Texas.
Exactly.
And the third one was Alabama. He never beat Alabama.
Yeah, that's the hook right
there. because he coached at Kentucky and other places, and he had a chance to play Alabama, but he never beat Alabama.
Yeah, I've got a Notre Dame hoodie. I remember those, the orange and sugar. I don't know what order it came in. I remember those games vividly. I can't stand Notre Dame. But them beating Clemson took a little bit of that hurt off.
Yeah, I will tell you the order it came in for me. 1973, New Year's Eve, Sugar Bowl. Alabama was the AP National Champions. It was the last year they gave that out end of the regular season. Notre Dame beat them 24-23. And then the very next year, January 1st, Alabama was number one in the coaches' poll, number two in the AP poll. Oklahoma was on probation and couldn't go to a bowl game, so they ended up being the AP national champion. All Alabama had to do was beat Notre Dame to be the coaches and possibly both national champions, and Notre Dame beat them, I think it was 13-11 in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, obscure scores, both games.
Yep, 24-23 and 13-11. So,
yep.
LB, man, you're the best. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for waking up with us. Let's keep it rolling on the phones. Hey, the Chubb father himself is next, the guy who makes the meat right there down in Shelby County. And now, if I'm right, do you have a new location somewhere, Chubb father?
We do, man. We just opened in Chelsea about a month and a half ago.
That's what I thought. I drove past that day. I was going to speak at the Logan Martin Red Elephant Club the other night, and I was driving down through Chelsea. That's where my GPS took me that way, and I thought I saw a Chubb father sign. So congratulations.
Hey, man, thanks. Yeah, man, like Ace of Base, you saw the sign. It's for sure. But, hey, man, listen, I just wanted to, you know, Saturday is kind of my least favorite day of the week generally because, you know, Friday nights, I got both restaurants going. I come off a food truck shift, but I got to get up and go get product. And y'all make my ride so enjoyable. I just wanted to say I appreciate it. I mean, you know, I feel like Ryan Brown when I wake up and then – y'all get me going, and I sound like this.
Oh, man.
It's quite excellent. I'm grateful. And how about them Thompson Warriors?
Hey, how about Thompson, man? That's two calls in a row ringing the bell for the Thompson Warriors who beat Hoover last night.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, anyway, I will tell you, the po' boy, all the Cajun meats, is that what it is? Wait, tell me the po' boy that's on your menu that I enjoy so much. I'm trying to think of the name of it now.
The chicken and sausage?
The chicken and sausage. Mm.
Yes.
That is so good.
Delicious.
Yep. I'd eat that for breakfast one morning, by the way.
I'm not ashamed to say I've done that myself.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that. And I'll tell you, the reason why this show makes you feel that way is the guy behind the glass. Talk to him, Damien.
Man, y'all are too kind, dude. I feel like I may be the only 24-year-old awake at 7 o'clock in the morning, but I promise you, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but up here, man. I really do appreciate Chubb.
Damien, you know, when you the couple times that we were blessed enough for you to produce the Breaking Bread radio program on Saturdays, man. You were always my favorite cat behind the glass, man. So, don't get too big for us. Stop by sometime.
Never.
Have you ever eaten a Chubb father?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Just want to make sure.
Once or twice.
Okay, good
deal. Oh, yeah, I show love.
Yeah, good deal. Thank you, Chubb. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, keep it rolling out there. Going to get product on a Saturday morning.
I know it. The grind don't stop, man. The grind doesn't stop.
Well, you never think about that, do you?
Nah, because he's...
Because you just want your favorite restaurant to be there when you want it?
You don't think about the grind that goes behind it, man.
You never think, man. You got to go get that special sauce. You got to go get the ingredients. You got to get the product.
And that's the owner right there, man. Hey, no days off.
Yeah,
that's the owner right there, man. Y'all are too kind. Y'all don't want to get on my soapbox or anything, man, but y'all have to realize... when I got into this business, man, I was just trying to figure it out. I'm at the point where I was like, yo, I graduated with this degree. I just want to get into the environment and see what it's like and learn to grow, man.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Oh, that's on me, I think. I think that one's on me.
It's all good, man. Yeah. It's just, and today's my dad's birthday. Shout out, Dad. Ray Charles, happy birthday, man.
What's his name?
Ray Charles Mitchell.
His name is Ray.
His name is Ray. Middle name Charles, but everybody, of course, you know, Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
Yeah, it's all one word when you're down there in Maplesville. Ray Charles, son. but yeah, I just, you know, I'm extremely blessed. I'm extremely humbled to be in the position that I am, man. And I'm learning under the GOAT himself, Jimmy Dunaway. I kid you not, man. I grew up watching you on my television screen, and then to have you as my coworker, man, it's like heaven on earth. It really is. And having y'all guys, y'all are like my big brothers, my big uncles, like y'all like father figures to me, man. And it says, I don't want to let this just gloss over, man. I really do appreciate being here. I know it's tough waking up on a Saturday morning this early for, you know, a ragtail, a hot-headed little 24-year-old just trying to figure himself out. But, man, I really do appreciate you, you know, taking your time and being up here with the guy.
Well, you know what I get paid. I get paid by being here with you. It's 7:45 on the Jocks Roundtable. Ray Charles, is your dad a Ray Charles fan, though? Does he like the music of Ray Charles?
I don't think – to be honest, I don't think he ever really played it around me. Okay. I grew up most of my life just being known as Ray Charles' little son, Ray Charles' boy, Ray Charles – and.
That could get confusing.
It can.
All right, 7:45, more phone calls when we come back. Antoine, Melvin standing by. We'll talk football with you. Big games today, Tennessee and Auburn at 6 at Jordan-Hare. Bama goes at 3, UK and Alabama elsewhere in the SEC. That early window is Florida and Vandy and LSU and Arkansas. Arkansas's got enough players to play. Sam Pittman says we need everyone that can fit inside that stadium that they'll legally let us have inside Razorback Stadium today. We need you in there because it's a trophy game. They play for the Golden Boot today, LSU and Arkansas, 11 o'clock on the SEC Network.
Pour me another drink. Cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more, hell no. I just wanna sip till the pain wears off. Pour me another round.
That's what I like about you.
Light 'em up and knock 'em down.
There's nobody Monday through Friday with me that'll enjoy country music with me like you.
Hey, I know it, man. Don't wanna think about it. Hey. Wear a ring without her. Don't want to hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her.
Yeah, we need one now. We need to pour one this morning because we just lost a football game. We have lost the Clemson-Florida State game, 11 o'clock on ABC. A late announcement coming on this game.
Man.
From the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, announcing that Clemson at Florida State will be postponed. The game was originally scheduled to be played today at noon Eastern, 11 Central. The postponement follows this morning's game conference call, at which time both teams' medical personnel were unable to mutually agree on moving forward with the game. Both teams continued to adhere to the minimum outlined protocols with the ACC, but they couldn't mutually agree on moving forward on something with the game. The game's in Tallahassee. I assume Clemson's in Tallahassee. They were supposed to play in a couple hours, but they can't agree on something to play with the game. I don't understand that. That's very cryptic.
Yeah, to like a last-minute positive or something. That's confusing to be there already.
Yeah, I mean, it's game day, yes. And it's saying which time both teams' medical personnel were unable to mutually agree on moving forward with the game. They couldn't agree on playing it. So a little separation there. Antoine is up next. Antoine, were you looking forward to that game?
Not at all. not at all. I do have a question about Clemson. Before I get there, first of all, I've been listening to Roundtable about maybe 10 years now, and I had no idea that that was Ryan Brown on the phone until...
Sleepy Brown.
hey, Damien, so did you hear that Kyler Murray has trademarked Hail Murray because of that Hail Mary he made the other day?
You got to make a big, big business, man.
You don't want somebody making money off of T-shirts with your name on it.
Okay. What'd you say? Are you ready? What's your question? Are you ready? Stay ready.
When you stay ready, you never have to get ready, man. Never.
Okay, well, you need to go ahead and trademark that, brother. That's what we're getting at.
Okay, put on a shirt.
Yes, you need to go ahead and do that.
Well, here's the thing. I learned it. The person that taught me that quote, he's no longer with us. It was actually Kobe Bryant that said it first. And
really?
Yeah, he said it in an interview, and it stuck with me. I was like,
Antoine is saying, if that's not trademark, go trademark it.
Say no more.
Print you some T-shirts and a bumper sticker.
Y'all go. I'll put it like this. It's a black-owned business, so I need to know if I get these shirts, man, you going to back up?
Man, I got you.
This sound, okay, just making sure.
I've been using the quote. I'm like, hey, man, stay ready. Don't have to get ready.
Hey, that's it. Hey, we got to make it happen. Got to make it happen.
You know, Damien, with my white guilt, I'll buy five of them.
I'll buy five. That's it.
My question about Clemson. So, you know, when they lost to Notre Dame, the quarterback, Uiagalelei, he threw for what, 400 and something yards and three touchdowns? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would it have been different if Trevor Lawrence was in the game? Like, what else could Trevor Lawrence have done to make that game any different? And the reason why I'm asking that is because you keep hearing the broadcasters, sports commentators say, well, you know, there's going to be a rematch in ACC. More than likely, it'll be Notre Dame versus Clemson. And this time, Clemson will have Trevor Lawrence. What more can he do that the backup didn't do?
Damien, answer that question.
I think it's one of those because how many field goals do they have? I want to say it was two field goals.
A couple of red zone situations.
Yeah, yes. Instead of getting those field goals, if Trevor Lawrence probably was out there, maybe it would have been a touchdown. So kind of those empty points that you may not be able to get. You get three, but you may not get the six or seven that you need.
Ooh, Antoine, that's a good answer right there. Empty points.
Yeah.
That's your takeaway for the whole first hour. Damien educating us on empty points, which if you define that, Damien, is what?
Those points that you should have, but the gap in between where you should have had a touchdown instead of kicking that field goal in the red zone, anything inside the 25, basically.
Yeah, that drive that doesn't end in a touchdown.
Yep.
That ends in a field goal or a turnover. Empty points.
There's some points accounted for.
God, empty points cost you football games all the time.
Yes, sir.
God, my head just exploded. Damien educating me. One more hour to go. Empty points. Write it down.
Saturday. And Saturday means it's game day.
on Jocks 94.5.
All right, we'll see what Clemson has to say about being in Tallahassee and them not able to reach an agreement on whether the game should be played or not between the medical staff. But that game has been postponed. It was supposed to go in 3 hours from now. So I guess if you're Clemson, you just pack up and head back to the house. Never seen one canceled this late, Damien.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's already a crazy situation that we call 2020, but the day of, after you've basically gone through all your rounds of testing, I guess maybe something late, just maybe a late positive or too many late positives or something. I just find that tough, especially if they're as early as the kickoff was.
Our buddy Matt Smith, who has been a friend of the show for a long, long time, and he writes for SouthernPigskin.com, nice blog, college football site from up in Nashville, telling us that it'll be 35 days total between the Syracuse game, the last time Trevor played, and hopefully against Pittsburgh coming up here when they played their next game. A full more than a month, 35 days between games for Trevor Lawrence, who, as Jack points out, poor guy was the Heisman favorite when he went out with COVID, and now he's going to be an afterthought.
Yeah, and that's enough. That's a long stretch to build rust, where the only people that you've had in contact basically on the football level are your teammates. And as far as, like, the only thing that Trevor Lawrence has had is practice reps up until this point. So that's enough time to build rust. That is a well of enough time to build rust, especially if you haven't played competitively on a Saturday in over a month. Whew.
Dave sending a GIF of the old what's the duck hunting show? The duck call guys.
Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty. The old grandpa, the tea drinking guy, saying this is what Trevor looks like next time we're going to see him.
Man. Yeah, I'm in my prime.
802 on the show. I'm Jim Dunaway. He's Damian Mitchell. This is Jocks Game Day. Before we get back to the phone, we'll tell you about our great sponsors, which includes our title sponsor for the show, our friends at Ziegler Meats. Ziegler Meats, available at supermarkets all across the greatest part of the country, the southeast part of the United States. If you're buying groceries this morning, getting ready for football, go ask for Ziegler at your local grocer. Track that store manager down and tell them you want Ziegler Meats if they don't have it. Ziegler's a tradition of great taste that is seasoned to please. And do you have to cook Ziegler Meats, or do you just have to warm it up, Damien?
All you got to do is heat and eat.
Heat and eat, because they are fully cooked and seasoned to perfection. It's Ziegler's, proud sponsor of the show. We'll get to a dead or alive, a this or that, and more of your phone calls this hour. And we'll start it off with Melvin, who's been very patient with us. Melvin, how are you?
I'm good on a Saturday morning, guys. A Saturday football morning, I must say. But, hey, I have to agree with you, Damien, man. You are sitting beside the GOAT this morning.
Hey.
And I have to add one more, and probably Jim will probably agree with me. Herb Winches. He was the man back in the day.
Oh, he started this whole station. Yeah, he's the we heard from the Chubb father last hour. Herb is the godfather. He was here. Yeah. He started this thing.
Yeah. I mean, you and him, y'all are the GOATs. My question this morning, Jim, I know you remember the game 2 years ago when Tennessee come down and upset us down in Jordan-Hare. But, you know, some days, you know, a team is just their day. And I don't know if I felt like it was just Tennessee's day that day, because they made a lot of plays that they didn't generally make, you know, during the course of the year. Or do you just think we overlooked them or made too many mistakes? What's your assessment of that game 2 years ago? Because I'm on revenge tonight.
Yeah, I will tell you. You go back to 2018 at Jordan-Hare Stadium. That was Jared Garantano's best game in a Tennessee uniform. I don't know what the stats would say, but that was his best game and his receiver's best game. I thought Auburn, you know, was in a lot of those throws. As I went back and looked at that game a little bit, a lot of those throws, Auburn was in good coverage. It was just perfectly thrown ball and excellent catches by by the Tennessee Volunteers that day. So I think it was just one of those days. And Damien, you played the game. There are some days where you just go out there and you're just having a day.
Yeah, isn't that the game where Jarrett Stidham did he throw like an interception on one? Yeah. I want to say it was like third and two or something.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
Yeah, two interceptions.
Yeah, he had two interceptions. And those days, it's like when nothing goes right, you have to find some kind of spark. That game 2 years ago, I'm trying to think. Jared Garantano, I want to say he threw for over 300.
I got the stat sheet right here, 328.
He went 7-for-7, I know, on one series. It was lights out.
328, two touchdowns, no interception on a QBR that ESPN uses, which grades you to 100. It's an easy to understand QBR. He had a 94.7 that day.
I do remember that. I don't anticipate him doing that this year. I think him and Kellamon have done the exact opposite from the times they were inherited the starting position. Jared Garantano has gotten worse over the years, and Kellamon has, well, up until this year, has, I mean, he's doing the opposite. He's doing better. I think Jared Garantano, I don't think he's going to go out there and do anything.
But listen to this. This was against Kevin's. I mean, that was a really good Auburn defense back in 2018. Kevin Steele's secondary, right? Some of those guys are in the NFL playing. Melvin, they had this many plus 15-yard receptions in that game. Jordan, and different receivers. Jordan had one for 19. Jennings had one for 25. Callaway had one for 30. Chandler had one for 42. Palmer had one for 42. They made catches down the field. I don't know if they were 50-50 balls, perfectly thrown balls. It was just Tennessee's day that day.
Yeah.
30-24, they won the game. And it was all right there in the second and third quarter. So I understand revenge tonight. And Garantano's back playing a quarterback. He's going to start and play. And I think this is going to be a highly entertaining game. It may be one of the better games on the slate today, Melvin. How do you think it turns out?
Well, I can tell you what I hope, and then I can, you know, tell you what I think the keys to the game is. I just think if Bo don't throw it to the other team, I think we're good. But we can't – I think we need to jump on them quick. We don't need to give them any kind of hope because – I really think that Jeremy Pruitt feel like he has Gus's number. I just think that. I think he feels like he's figured out, you know, our offense and so forth. But I just think we need a fast start. Bo don't need to throw it to the other team because if he don't throw it to the other team, I think we're like, what, 5-1 now or something like that. But they got a lot of talent up there, but I don't think they're – receivers and so forth is good as they were 2 years ago.
All right, Melvin, thank you. I think it's a great point there.
Yeah.
Some days you just have a day.
Right. And I think if one of the keys to the game I'm thinking of, okay, you've had such a long break, such a long delay in since the last time you've been on the field. And I've always kind of been wary on Gus Malzahn of overusing their running backs in the middle of the season towards the end, where now you've got that break. You've had that break. I think this may be Tank Bigsby's absolute explosion. Like, he may go out here and just act a fool tonight because he's fresh. Like, these are the times late in the season. They only got so many games left. Hey, might as well let them loose.
Tank Bigsby, one of the best guys after contact in college football.
I'm talking about, so when as a receiver, when you miss a block, but you have, I mean, I look at it like this. If I'm a receiver and I miss my guy and he has to go tackle Tank, I think my block really doesn't make that much of a difference because you're going to have to prove to me you're going to bring him down the open field. Like, you just got to, oh, man, I might get a minus on the play, but yet he may break your ankles or run slap over you and get an extra 6 or 7 yards, and then, you know, everything's all right at the end.
Tank would appreciate it if you make that block.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. It's just, you know, it happens sometimes out there, receiver.
All right, here is the response from Clemson to what is going on. We are disappointed that we will not be able to play today's game against Florida State. Clemson has followed all of the ACC's protocol in preparation for this game. We now look ahead to returning to action next week against Pittsburgh. Makes me feel like it was on the Florida State side.
And I don't know. I think I'm looking at it from a player's perspective. I find it tough and mentally draining to wake up at, say, like a 9 o'clock breakfast, you know, mentally preparing yourself for what's about to happen, you know, later on, and then get told, okay, guys, we're packing up and we're heading back home. Like,
yeah. Mike Norvell now, our first priority is the health of our student athletes, and I appreciate the protocols that have been put in place by FSU and the ACC. It's unfortunate that we will not have the opportunity to compete today, but we hope to be able to play Clemson in December. I'm thankful for the support and coordination between our administration, Clemson, and the ACC office.
Yeah.
Sounds like maybe they woke up and didn't have the right numbers.
Right.
I would tell you, Damian, that it is my belief in our conference, in the Southeastern Conference, that there are teams today that will play games today that do not want to be playing.
I can agree.
I would venture to say that one, Mississippi State doesn't have the numbers to be playing today. According to reports, they are making the trip over to Georgia with 50 or less scholarship players. So by rule, they could beg out of this game if they wanted to. By rule. I think number two, Missouri and South Carolina are playing games today against each other where their numbers are not at a good place. According to Matt Jones, Kentucky Sports Radio, he knows the inside in Kentucky. Then in two position groups, best player on offense, best player on defense. One of the best on offense, one of the best on defense, not playing for Kentucky and Alabama. Arkansas, we know how thin they were. I think if you look around the SEC, Mississippi State, Missouri, Kentucky, Arkansas, all could. Vandy's been low all year long.
Yeah.
All could not play today. I personally believe Greg Sankey is on the phone every week explaining to these programs for the good of the conference, for the good of the conference, for the good of the conference, for the good of the conference. Listen, I know this could happen, that you're playing with only this many players.
Mm-hmm.
But for the good of the conference, let's try to get these games on. For the good of the conference,
please,
let's try to get these games on. And I think a lot of people should get patted on the back today. If you're a Mississippi State fan, you should be proud, no matter what the score is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got 49 guys who are going to put on that Mississippi State uniform and represent your team on the field, and the score may not be pretty, but they're going to go fly that Mississippi State flag today. You should
yes,
be proud.
Sir. Got to.
Kentucky, you should be proud that your guys are going to come out there and represent the Big Blue today, no matter what the score is, because you're going to go play the game. You're thin at Arkansas. You're going to play a rivalry game today.
Yep.
Whatever the score is, you should be proud that you played the game for the good of the conference, for the good of the conference, for the good of the conference. That's why I don't have any inside information, but I feel like Greg Sankey is on a call every day saying, no. I know you can by rule, but don't pull the plug.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play this game for the good of the conference.
That's it.
And we've only lost one this week so far, and that's the Texas A&M Ole Miss game.
And that was one I was itching. I was itching to see.
Maybe we'll get that one coming back around somewhere.
I hope so. I need that Kellen Mond and Matt Corral debate.
Okay, phone calls when we come back. Part of the show, I told you about Ziegler. Tell us about Hemp Hill Services, Damian.
Oh, man, Hemp Hill Services. If you're having any kind of plumbing issue at your home, every day my friends at Hemp Hill Services see and repair a wide range of plumbing issues. It doesn't even matter if it's something as simple as a leaky kitchen sink or as complex as sewer lines that won't drain. Hemp Hill Services got you covered to fix what you can't. So whether it's a running toilet, low water pressure, failed water heater, even a clogged garbage disposal, call the name Birmingham Stresses since 1954. For all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, that's Hemp Hill Services, 205-229-2090. That's 205-229-2090.
This is Jocks Game Day at Jocks Game Day 2020 on Twitter and on your radios on Jocks 94.5.
Care Direct Pharmacy is more than a pharmacy. It is care that extends directly to your doorstep. Yes, they offer traditional pharmacy services, but they also have products and therapies from everything from pain to ED. And because of the COVID pandemic, maybe you don't want to leave your house. Care Direct can ship all your prescriptions to your doorstep. Go to the Care Direct Pharmacy Facebook page for more details or stop by their store. It's at 7895 Highway 119 in Alabaster. Care Direct Pharmacy, straight to your doorstep.
There's something in the staff, spend a day.
All right, 8:19, the breaking news, if you're just to your radio, Clemson and Florida State 3 hours before kickoff called off. And the official word is the postponement follows this morning's game conference call, at which time both teams' medical personnel were unable to mutually agree on moving forward with the game. Now, I'll be honest with you, what you get from Trevor Lawrence moments ago indicates to me that it comes from the Florida State side, right? He says, man, we were ready to play. He tweets that out. We were ready to go. And they were in Tallahassee for the game, so they're packed up and about to head back to Clemson. So that is developing news out there. Part of our show being brought to you by Ziegler Meats and Hemp Hill Services. And next on the phones is Terry in Talladega. Terry, how are you?
Great, Jim. How you and Damian doing this morning?
Doing well, man.
Great. Damian, I think you hit on it 100%. This Auburn team goes through Tank Bigsby, not through Bo Nix, much to Jim's discretion. But if Bo Nix can basically be Brandon Cox today and complete, you know, somewhere between 13 and 18 passes, and Tank Bigsby can get 20 or more touches, Auburn wins the game. It's just that simple. You know, and like Melvin said, Bo Nix doesn't throw it to Tennessee.
Yeah, and that works.
You know, Tank Bigsby is this football team. He is the guy they can't. And you're right. He's coming off a couple of weeks. He's fresh. Gus Malzahn has a tendency to run a guy into the ground. He's had 2 weeks off now, so he's probably got some fresh legs for the final run here: Tennessee, Alabama, and Mississippi State, or Texas A&M. I guess I throw in there. That's where it is. And why anybody challenges that, I don't know. And I think a smart Auburn fan doesn't. Tank Bigsby is this team.
I actually think the game will be won today by Auburn through their defense. And I think they will do that on one specific down specifically, and that is on third down, where Tennessee is historically bad on third down conversions today.
Terrible.
And what you are getting lately on the play up front from Colby Wooden, the redshirt freshman, has been tremendous so far. And I think Derek Hall is improving as well. But Colby Wooden has really stepped up. As Stan pointed out, I asked him about Colby earlier this week on the show, and he said with Big Cat not being 100% throughout the year, Colby sort of had to really step up on that line. And I think he's done a fantastic job. And it's that Auburn defensive line and those great Auburn linebackers today that I think will make a difference in this game, specifically on third down. And I do not expect to see 2018 Jarrett Garantano today. I expect to see the Jarrett Garantano we're used to seeing because of that Auburn defense.
Now, how is Tennessee against the run? I don't know. Are they average, good, bad? What, you know?
They are average. Okay. They are average against the run. And I will tell you what you will get is a big dose of Tank Bigsby between the tackles, where Tennessee is really bad. Is right up the gut between the tackles, and Tennessee's had a hard time of stopping people running it right down their throats.
That's not good, because that's where Tank Bigsby does his damage, is between the tackles, I think. So, like you guys were saying, he takes on contact really well. He's got a little bit of Rudy Johnson in him, Jim, you remember?
I do remember Rudy Johnson, yeah. And that's a good comparison.
Man. Yeah, take care, guys.
I'm trying to remember. I want to say, you Auburn fans can help me with this, you know, when you name a player, I don't know if you're like this, Damien. When you name a player, you say a player, and I remember one play specifically, right? That instantly one play pops to mind. And for Rudy Johnson, I was sitting in a bar in Pasadena, California, the actual city of Pasadena. I had done a late local live shot and recorded one for the late news. I was getting ready to cover Alabama and UCLA. I believe this is Rudy Johnson. And Rudy Johnson, I think Auburn was playing a Thursday night game, and he went on a long run, I think for a touchdown. Maybe he got tackled at the 2 or something. And I can't remember who Auburn was playing. Did Auburn open with Wyoming that year or something? Something weird like that. But I remember a Rudy Johnson run, I think on a Thursday night. That's the run that always pops to mind. For me, when you say the name Rudy Johnson.
Rudy Johnson. I kid you not, the whenever I hear Rudy Johnson, I think of Cincinnati Bengals. I didn't even realize he went to Auburn until like I was older.
Seriously?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah. Maurice is in Birmingham. He's next with us. Maurice, what's up, man?
How are you gentlemen doing?
Hey, we're doing well, man. How's life? How's it going?
Going great. And I'm looking forward to the Alabama-Kentucky game today. I know Kentucky supposed to have a pretty good pass defense, but I still look for Mac Jones to have a pretty good day. I like to make a comment about last week y'all were comparing quarterbacks, and I heard one gentleman say that he trusts Bo Nix better than Mac Jones because Bo Nix proven that he can deliver in big games. Mac Jones has proven that he can deliver in big games as well. For example, against Michigan, who had a top 10 defense, he put up some pretty good numbers against them in the Citrus Bowl. And he is also one of the few quarterbacks to ever pass for more than 400 yards against a Georgia defense, something Bo Nix has never done. So, as far as Mac Jones' capability as a quarterback, he continues to prove that he's able to do so. And thank you for your time.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was one of our callers, right, Damian?
Yeah. I'm almost positive it was Milton.
Yeah. Give me cut eight, if you will, off of Mac Jones, because you know, Mac gets lost somewhere between Trask and Justin Fields in the conversation these days, right, when it comes to Heisman trophies. And listen, I don't even know if the Heisman trophy is in Mac Jones's vocabulary. I don't know if he gives a darn.
Yeah, I'm starting to get that mox. I'm starting to get that feel that he really could care less. I feel like he's more worried about being a national championship quarterback than he is a Heisman trophy winner.
Well, people who know, like Gene Chizik, who is one of the great defensive minds in college football, he knows what Mac Jones can do. Here's Gene Chizik on the Alabama quarterback.
This is kind of my 2020 version of the Joe Burrow show at LSU. I think Mac Jones is spectacular. What a shame that they lost Jaylen Waddle. But Mac Jones, his accuracy is insane. His decision-making is incredible. And Najee Harris is able to run the football. So where are they not good on offense? Nowhere. They're great everywhere. And they got a guy that can throw it and put up incredible numbers, very similar to what we saw from LSU last year.
Very similar to what we saw from LSU last year in Mac Jones. You know, what really made that LSU team last year was when Joe Burrow had to be a star, Joe Burrow could be a star.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, he'd sit back and he'd let Clyde Edwards-Helaire, or he would let those receivers catch and run, or he'd give it to those receivers. It didn't have to always go through Joe Burrow on every play.
That's the same way with Mac. I mean, like Gene Chizik said, where can you find a minus on anywhere on the offense? Like, of course you hate not having Jaylen Waddle out there, but Mechie has shown he's no slouch. Slade Bolden, he's quality. He's not, of course, Jaylen Waddle, but I mean, who's going to stop them? I don't see anybody's defense that poses enough of a threat to say, oh, we can neutralize one part of their offense.
And by the way,
everywhere,
you know, we made it even on the roundtable. We made a big deal about Kentucky being the only top 50 SEC pass defense.
Yeah, like
they haven't played Alabama yet.
Exactly,
and they haven't played Florida yet. They have played Ole Miss, but they haven't played Alabama. They haven't played Florida yet. For the teams that have played Alabama and Florida, those numbers don't usually look good pass defense after that game.
Absolutely.
3 o'clock later today for Kentucky and Alabama. 8:28 when we come back. Dead or alive, I will challenge the brain of Damian Mitchell, and he will answer our dead or alive questions. It is next right here on Jocks Game Day.
Tip it back.
Damian playing the music as we roll back into Jocks Game Day 2020. If you're just to the radios, Clemson and Florida State, a late scratch at the top of the hour here. So that game will not take place at 11. It was because of the protocol in place because of COVID-19. Nobody has come out directly and said it, but it appears to be Florida State's side of this that has sent Clemson packing back to Clemson without a game. And Trevor Lawrence will be 35 days between games by the time he plays Pittsburgh in the upcoming weeks. That from everyone else. Grace Rayner, who covers Clemson, says, was just thinking about what this morning had to be like for the players, with it being just 3 hours to kickoff. We know they were already done with their pregame meal. They were about to head over to the stadium. Trevor Lawrence was expected to play for the first time since October the 24th. And now he will wait another week until Thanksgiving weekend before he plays. Let's do Dead or Alive, which is brought to you, of course, today by our friends at Ziegler Meats and Hip Hill Services, our title sponsor. Damian will answer these questions, dead or alive, and explain his answers, and it'll be our chance to really pick his football IQ on this game day Saturday. Damian?
What?
Back-to-back weeks for the same one.
Hey, I love it.
I had a lot going on this week. I didn't have a chance to do a new one. All right, Dead or Alive, here we go. Clemson, as the alpha program in the ACC, are they dead or alive?
It's still alive. I think until somebody outside of Clemson, outside of Notre Dame, until somebody truly in the ACC, original member, like the conference within itself, knocks them down, nah, that's still alive. No ands, ifs, or buts about it.
Okay. I want to tell you, though, right now Notre Dame is they're unbeaten. They're ahead of Clemson. So you wouldn't say Notre Dame's the alpha. I disagree with you. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't.
Okay. If you're wondering at home, if Notre Dame, Clemson, and Miami all went out, it would be still Notre Dame and Clemson, even though Clemson would have one less win. It would still go head-to-head, according to reports this morning. So, that according to reports. Dead or alive, a good season for Kentucky and Tennessee. Not a great season, not a historic season, but a good season for Kentucky and Tennessee. Is that dead or is that still alive?
I think it's dead.
Because both came in with high expectations.
Yeah, I think it's dead, especially on the Tennessee side, when at this point you really expect to contend. You're year three, Jeremy Pruitt, he's gotten – like basically his guys are there now. They make up a good part of the team, a good chunk of the team. So, I mean, if you still haven't turned the page and, like, it's the regression. It doesn't look – like they've gotten any better from the time he's gotten there. And I've always said that, you know, if they were going to look the way they have, you might as well just could have left Butch Jones there.
3-4 and 2-4. Now, let's play this out. If Kentucky somehow upset Alabama today.
Oh, my gosh.
Then they're 4-4 with a win over Alabama.
Come on now.
Can it still be a good season?
Oh, that would be stupendous, but it's highly, highly,
saying dead or alive. I'm not saying it has to have a strong heartbeat. I'm just saying it has to have a heartbeat.
It's
Tennessee upsets Auburn today. They're 3-4. Can they still somehow get to be where it would be a good season?
Nah, we'll just say death by 1,000 cuts. Okay.
Dead or alive, the honeymoon period for Kirby Smart, is that dead or alive?
It's dead. I feel like if you ask the Georgia fan base, they would say the same thing. I feel as though what point – I look at it like this, especially the JT Daniels situation. What point are you proving now by starting him? Is him starting really going to dictate the rest of these games they have left?
No. Can I tell you what I think it is?
Hit me.
I think you're trying to find out if you've got a quarterback for 2021 or not.
True. So it's an audition. It's an audition for – I understand. Because I think it's done. You're not really fighting for anything at this point. You're hoping on other situations. You hope Florida loses along the way in order to get into the SEC championship debate. But I think it's dead.
Well, they got to lose twice.
Yeah.
But Florida, I mean, not Vandy today at 11, but Kentucky, if they're healthy, that could be interesting.
Yeah.
Tennessee, if they're healthy, could be interesting. Nah. LSU, if they're healthy, could be interesting.
Nah. Okay. It's dead.
Okay. It's dead. Now, three teams that have been the Cinderellas of college football. They have losable games today. So I'll just say, the bubble for Coastal Carolina, dead or alive after today. They play App State.
I know, and I'm going to say alive. I'm going to say alive just because of the fact that Coastal Carolina, this is the best we've ever seen Coastal Carolina to this point. They haven't beaten Appalachian State head-to-head ever. They're 0-6, I want to say. 0-5, 0-6.
I say Appalachian. You say Appalachian?
Appalachian.
Okay. I don't know which is right.
Right.
I mispronounce more words than you do, for sure.
I'm going to say alive. I think Coastal Carolina goes in and keeps this momentum rolling. I do think they are. I think their Cinderella season has continued to roll. I do think they pull off an upset today.
Dead or alive, the bubble pops for Liberty today. 6:30, Sports South, Liberty, NC State on the road in Raleigh.
I was a Hugh Freeze fan when he was at Ole Miss. I think on the offensive side of the ball, he is arguably one of the best play callers, scheme wise, that's coaching right now in college football. And what he's doing with Malik Willis and that Liberty offense, the team is, I mean, they're great. I think it's alive. I don't know. This is just from me seeing Liberty, and I've seen NC State a couple times when they're getting beat down by Miami. But like, I don't know why NC State is favored in this game. I really don't. I think Liberty is the better team when you look up and down the schedule. And they've gone out and they've proven week in and week out. And I mean, they're just in that boat where we're already the punching bag. And nobody's expecting us to do what we're doing. And nobody believes what we're doing. I mean, I don't understand why they're the underdog against NC State this week.
Will you break a debate? It wasn't a debate, but LT said it yesterday. And I really couldn't hear him. Because of our social distancing on the Players Club podcast, where if you want to get Lance's plays today mm-hmm. for free, you can go to the Players Club podcast at jocksfm.com. We were talking about this game, and I said, what do you think of the play of Malik Willis so far? He said if Malik Willis was still at Auburn, he'd be the starting quarterback right now. I don't think that is the case. Do you think that's the case?
That I would say, I don't know, man.
Look, it
would
look who Malik Willis has played.
He was played. That's really the only thing I can debate him with, though. It's just he can't control who he's playing against. But also, it's not the level of a Georgia and you know, Kentucky open up, and I mean he's balling.
Bo Nix would still be the starter.
Yeah, I think they still. I would put it like this. It would be that people would call in and say it would be more of a debate between Malik Willis and Bo Nix instead of Joey Gatewood and Bo Nix.
Don't tell that to Matt Jones of Kentucky Sports Radio. You just don't like Joey Gatewood. And last one, the bubble for Cincinnati after today, is it dead or alive? The bubble for Cincinnati.
Alive. I think Cincinnati is real. I do think Cincinnati is for real.
Do you consider them a playoff contender?
Yes, I do. I do. I would put them in. They're definitely in that outside looking in. They're going to need some help. They're going to need Notre Dame probably to lose. And, of course, Florida, Texas A&M, they're, one of those is going to fall out. I do think, like, I'll put it like this. Cincinnati right now, I would take them over Texas A&M. I would take them head-to-head right now. I think Cincinnati would beat Texas A&M.
Your Kellen Mond hate is undefeated.
No, I just think they're a better team. I really do. That too, but also, like, I do think Cincinnati is a better team.
That is Dead or Alive today, brought to you by our friends at Hemp Hill Services and Ziegler. Damian will end our show with a this or that when we come back. And don't forget, you'll hear the Auburn game, 6 o'clock kick tonight over on Jocks 2, 100.5 FM. Unfortunately, no UAB game again this week. But, boy, we're fired up for UAB basketball. You'll hear those games this year on Jocks 2 as well. Andy Kennedy's got that thing ready to go down on the south side. And, of course, Alabama and Auburn basketball with big recruiting news, getting some big signatures this week, and also the NBA draft. But as we head to break here, let me tell you about my friends at Royal Betting on Highway 31 in Pelham, Alabama. You say, Jim, how do you wake up every day, 6 days a week, with that with that excitement in your voice? Well, it's easy. I get a good night's sleep. Some nights I only sleep 3 hours, but it's 3 good hours. Some nights it's 4, but it's 4 good hours. You know why? Because every mattress in the Dunaway house comes from Royal Bedding, a family-owned business that's been serving you there in Shelby County and all over the Jocks listening area for over 30 years. Tom and Ginger, the Vignelles, they own it, and they're there at the shop every day, and they treat their customers like family, and that includes keeping you safe right now. So I'll ask you this question. Where did your mattress come from? Where did your pillow come from? Not where'd you buy it. I'm saying where was it made? What was put inside of your mattress? Where did that stuff come from? You don't have to worry about that with my friends at Royal Bedding. You see, their mattresses are American-made. They're Alabama-made. Heck, they're Pelham-made. They make them right there on Highway 31 in Pelham. When you go to Royal Bedding in the showroom, you look to that big window, you know what you see back there? You see guys putting your mattress together. This isn't happening overseas. It's happening in Pelham.
Right there in your face, man.
Yeah, the only mattress factory in the Birmingham area. It's right there on Highway 31. These are handcrafted custom mattresses. Feel the difference. See the difference. Have that comfort of mind, that peace of mind. Go to RoyalBeddingInc.com. RoyalBeddingInc.com. .849 Jamie on Twitter. Hey, Dunaway, I know y'all talk college football, but shout out to my and your Thompson Warriors. We had a lot of calls first hour about Thompson. 52-14 went over Hoover last night, going to the state finals there. Congratulations to all the state playoff winners last night, even the losers. What a great season to make it that deep into the playoffs. How about that?
Yeah, because I got a Maplesville. Maplesville fell last night, 21-19. Yeah. But those guys, hey, that 1A ball, it's Iron Man football down there. We're playing offense, defense, kickoff return, punt return, all of it. We don't come off the field, man.
By the way, a note for your television viewers, Florida and Vandy not on ESPN anymore. They'll move that game over to ABC today to replace the Clemson-Florida State game. I don't know if they'll simulcast that or continue to move everything around, but ESPN was the location for Florida Vandy. It is now over ABC as we've got the cancellation of Clemson and Florida State. Before we do this or that, Ziegler Meats brings you this show. They're the title sponsor. They're also the perfect addition to your tailgate in your backyard home gate. All you do is heat and eat. The great folks at Ziegler, a tradition of great taste that is seasoned to please. I bought some at the grocery store yesterday. Some Ziegler hot dogs will be served up in the Dunaway house a little bit later on. I like mine with chili and coleslaw,
yeah,
and onions, ketchup and mustard.
You lost me as soon as you said coleslaw.
Oh,
everything man. Else, hey, we can eat it.
No, it's all good, man. It's a sloppy dog, man.
Hey.
That's what I call them, sloppy dogs.
Yes, sir.
Let's do this or that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for your favorite segment, this or that.
Oh, yeah, we got four tall boys. Got four tall boys for this or that today. Question number one, this or that. More total yards, the combination of Tank Bigsby and Seth Williams, or just Jarrett Garantano passing the ball?
Oh, that's a great question. Very close. Those are the two best offensive weapons for Auburn. And I think that's a really good combination. Garantano had 328 last time we played at Jordan-Hare Stadium, so let's cut that in half. So 160-something. I think Tank goes for 90. I think Seth goes for 70. I'll go slight edge to Seth and Tank, more total yards than Jarrett Garantano passing.
Yeah, I was going to go. I think Tank has 100 yards tonight. I really do. I think they feed it to him, and they see after being off for 21 days, he's going to be fresh. He's going to be fresh. If anything, he's going to be itching for the contact. He's going to be itching to find somebody else outside of his teammates to run over.
91 for Tank, 74 for Seth.
For
Williams.
Seth.
Yeah. And a sneaky good game from Eli Stove.
He's a sneaky. I got you. Okay. More total yards, Malik Willis or the entire Kentucky offense against Alabama?
Come on, Damian.
Hey. You never know, man.
I mean, all of a sudden, you guys and your love for Malik Willis.
He's a baller, man.
Kentucky's offense today will get 230 yards.
If that. Like, that's a, I feel like that's a high number.
230. So Malik, total yards?
Total.
Running and passing?
Yes, sir.
We'll see, when you're the quarterback, see, you're making Kentucky look bad, because when you're the quarterback on the other side, that's basically all the offensive yards, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Terry Wilson almost would be 230 total yards if Kentucky gets 230, because that's almost what they'd get. Because Malik is their leading rusher at Liberty.
Yeah.
I'll go Malik ends up with more total yards than Kentucky does as a team.
Hey, I'm going to put it like this. It's not my fault Kentucky can't put up anything on offensive side of the ball.
But Malik is not in my Heisman list. Is he on yours? Because the way you didn't last talk about the guy. Come on.
Hey, but just ballers get baller respect, man.
Yeah. Good to see QB3 off doing something for Auburn. Auburn's QB3 off doing something else. Couldn't crack the lineup in Jordan Hare Stadium.
Oh, man. Question number three. Total points in Vanderbilt in Florida or rushing yards by Mississippi State?
Oh, Damien, that's not even close.
Sure.
Mississippi State running the football?
Hey, I'm telling you, they're inching closer to 20.
Yeah, but Florida will score 20 by the end of the first quarter.
I think it'll be halfway through.
They played last year not in a pandemic, and it was 56-0. Vandy's had opt-outs and COVID.
But you don't think Mississippi State can find a way to get 50?
I don't think they can get 56 rushing yards against Georgia. Have you hit your head?
Man, with all the opt-outs, and you never know. Wouldn't it be fitting if Mike Leach does what he just finds a magical source of energy to do, and mess around there and pull off an upset?
I think Florida. Well, you're telling me rushing yards. You're not telling me Mississippi State wins. They're not going to win on the ground.
I'm saying you never know. You never know.
48-13 is what the final score will be between Florida and Vandy. So that is 61. Is that what 61? 61. So I don't think Mississippi State gets 61 total yards.
Man.
Rushing.
Hey,
you told me rushing yards.
That is true. All right, last one. Over, under 1,200 total yards, UCF and Cincinnati.
Oh, over. Oh, over. No. Under. Cincinnati's defense, under. And they'll play it close to the vest. Under.
Makes sense.
Under. Lower than the experts think.
Lower than hey, not so fast, my friends.
Lower than the experts think in that one. Should be a good game. 2:30 on ESPN, Cincinnati and UCF. That's our day today. We've had fun. We had a lot more fun than Clemson has this morning.
Yeah.
Can you imagine eating your pregame meal and just hopping on a plane, flying back, no game?
Mm. It's all fun and games when I'm listening to my Mariah Carey to get my mind right, and then all of a sudden, hey, man, you're not even playing. Okay.
Be safe. Enjoy your game day. Thank you to Hemp Hill Services and to Ziegler Meats. He's Damien. I'm Jim Dunaway, and this is Jocks Game Day 2020 on the Jocks Network.